Biz News Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's Elliot Brown here in the Essex Business Radio studio for our incredibly special edition of C19, How We Deal With It, where I'm talking to a very, very, very special person in my life, my son, Kian Marley Brown. Hi, Kian, how are you doing?
Good, you?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you very much. Tell me where you are. I know where you are, but where are you right now?
I am at my stepdad's.
Your stepdad's, and whereabouts is that?
Well, I don't like to admit it, but in Tottenham. Obviously, I don't like admitting it because I'm an Arsenal fan.
You're an Arsenal fan, but what top's that you've got on there? Because obviously I know nothing about football. Is that a football top? Is it in soccer?
Yeah, it's an Atletico Madrid top.
Atletico Madrid. I'm not, I have to be honest with you. Why are you wearing an Atletico Madrid top when...
Oh, it's not... It's a Spanish
La Liga team. It's just like people wear them like all Barcelona and that tops because they're cool and yeah, why not?
And you're cool, yeah?
Cool.
We had a little freeze there. So, Kian, you were obviously here last week. It was your birthday, end of last week, wasn't it? And you did quite well for your birthday, didn't you? In fact, your birthday fell on Good Friday, which is when you were actually born for the first time in 11 years. So this is an interesting, we were going to do this actually when you were here and we're going to do it in the studio. So we will do another podcast, won't we? So tell me genuinely, COVID-19, the virus, how has this affected you? You're obviously off school.
Well,
go on, tell me.
I don't get to see any of my friends. Well, this morning I did. I was in the call to my friend, which is good, on WhatsApp. About an hour, 2 hours. So that's good that I can FaceTime my friends. But it's bad because I can't really see my fam, like my cousins, who I'm pretty close with. And around like the holidays, like in the Easter holidays like we are now, I'm normally probably around them playing in the park, hanging out with them on my birthday. But I can't do that.
An hour or 2 hours on WhatsApp, really?
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
So have you been using, I mean, we're on Zoom now. Is this you said you've used Zoom already, right?
Yeah.
Well, who did you use? Who did you speak to on Zoom?
Oh, that was my, well, it was my cousin. He's turned 4 and it was his birthday on the 4th or something. And so we just all wanted to sing happy birthday with him.
Oh, really?
My whole family.
Was that the first time?
Yeah.
And have you spoken to Nanny in Spain yet?
No, I only just got it. I only just logged in and done everything like that. I don't have her on this.
You got FaceTime.
Oh, yeah.
And that's my mum, Nanny, for people that don't know. Yeah. You obviously got other grandparents in London. Have you seen them or spoken to them?
Not really, no.
No. No, because obviously you're not going to go near them right now, are you? You've got to keep social distancing.
2 meters away.
Well, I'm keeping about a meter away from the screen just in case you cough at me.
I'm about half a meter, maybe.
Oh my God! Wait a second.
That's about 2 meters away.
I think we're okay. I think we're all right. So we had a conversation about this actually on the phone, and you thought I was actually recording a podcast a couple of weeks ago because I started asking you questions, didn't I?
Yeah.
And I was saying what do you see? How do you see it from your point of view? What is going on at the moment? Genuinely, what do you see is going on in the world? I mean, how does it appear to you?
Seriously, I think this is all meant to be. And this has all happened for a reason.
Really? And what reason do you think that is?
Well, because you know how the world's all polluted. The news is always going out on about pollution and all of that. I think this is basically God's way to say that, slow it down a bit and focus on something else.
Okay, so where have you heard that from? Or is that what you think?
Yeah.
You genuinely think that?
Yeah.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's an interesting point of view. And how long do you think this is going to go on for? I mean, there was just something on literally on the television a moment ago. Then they were saying that they think tomorrow they're going to continue what is the lockdown that we've got here now for another few weeks.
Well, I think we're going to go back to school, but it's going to carry on. I think we might find a cure or something to it, but it's still going to still be around for a time longer. But when we find a cure, we're just going to go back to school. But when we went back to school, that it will still be around, but just everyone's not cured yet.
Right. Okay. And do you have any idea when you're going back to school yet?
No, I don't think we're going back to primary school.
Are you a bit gutted about that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Do you think even if they lift the lockdown and things do sort of, you know, get back to whatever the new normality is, because it's definitely a new normal now, it's a new world, don't you think? Do you think you'll actually get to see any of your friends and things, do you think?
Yeah, some of them, but most of the people in my class I'll obviously not keep in touch with.
Yeah.
But there's definitely some people that went to my party last year. I think I'm going to keep in touch with.
Yeah. Because you're off to a new school soon, aren't you? Well, not soon, but in September. And you're looking forward to that?
Yeah. Yeah. A bit worried, but... Yeah,
we won't tell everybody where you're going yet, because we'll keep that part of your life private for now until you become famous and people know who you are. but it's a very interesting school and a whole new chapter to start there. It's going to be interesting. I'm curious to see how things are going to change between now and then, because that's what seems like quite a long time away. Where are we now? Are we coming into the middle of April? May, June, July, August, 15th. September. That's 5 months away. So you genuinely don't think you're going to go back to school now until then?
No.
Is that what people are saying?
Yeah. My mum thinks that we're going to go back on the 1st of June.
Okay.
But she hopes we're going to go back on the 1st of June.
she hopes you are.
But not in a bad way, I'm saying that. but I don't think we are.
So what have you been doing then in your time? You've been doing homework, you've had lots of homework, have you?
Yeah.
You're on Easter holiday right now. How much homework have you had?
Oh, Easter, I've got 4 pieces to do.
Oh, okay. And how are they giving you that homework?
Through a website, like through the school website.
Okay.
And then you press on what class you are.
Yeah.
Then you press on what day it is you're doing, because they keep on the days in case you need to catch up.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Burp.
No, it was coming to me, but then it was like a burp slash. Yeah.
Is it burp up? Or a hick burp?
See what I have to put up with.
I see what you have to put up with. And what's it been like doing your school homework, you know, school work at home? So homework / homeschooling. What's it been like? Have you enjoyed doing that?
It's been pretty nice.
But, yeah.
Like sometimes I go on with my friends. I FaceTime my friends. They help me do it and that.
Well, I saw a post of yours on Instagram that you've been helping out your best friend as well. He was thanking you.
Oh, yeah.
That was really nice. Yeah. That was a really nice thing.
That's not now, but I mean, over the years, I've been helping him because
have you?
He's like, like the top level in math and that, but he's up there now.
Oh, okay. And where are you? Are you the same?
I would say so.
Oh,
maybe
you?
A bit higher, but
so maths he was good at, but was the spelling of dim, D-I-M-B, was that a joke?
He meant to say dumb.
Yeah, that was funny, because the rest of us, go on.
He texted me afterwards saying it, and he was like, I meant to say dumb. I think he said it on the Instagram, or he done a little star and then put dumb there.
So he said the rest of the sentence was fine, but the bit that actually was funny was the fact that he spelt dumb wrong.
Well, at least you remembered the B.
Yeah, that's true. Dim. I mean, dim could be a new word because it's like dim and dumb together, isn't it?
It'd be like Jim.
Like, or no.
maybe he could be called a Jim.
Or like dim, yeah, and dim, or dumb and dumber, or dim and dumber. You could just go dimb. But you'd have to pronounce the B so people really know. So over the Easter holidays, what have you been doing? I mean, you got some great presents last week, yeah. Didn't you? Have you been in the pool? Have you been in your new mini pool?
Yeah, 3 or 5 times. It's very cold in there.
Isn't it warmed up yet?
No. Like 20 huge buckets of hot water. Yeah. There's nothing to a pool.
No, it doesn't, does it?
Lesson learned. But I got a big 6 foot by 4 foot goal.
Yeah.
I got a Google Play.
Yeah.
Which is over there in the corner.
Yeah.
I got 340 pounds.
You did, didn't you? You're doing all right, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
And then,
very good.
And one of my favourite presents was LED lights to go around the room.
Oh, nice.
Like the top of my room.
Yeah.
And you could change them from blue to red.
Ah, very cool. Like the ones we had for the parties.
Yes. Go around the room and you could just change them.
Very, very cool. Good, good, good. So what are you feeling about not being able to go outside as much? I mean, you know, living in central London or virtually north central London, it's not something that you can just step out out the apartment and go play in anyway. So has it, you know, I know you were, well, you were virtually locked down in the flat for a couple of weeks with your mum?
3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
2 weeks, maybe.
Yeah. How was that? Did you go a bit crazy being locked in the same place with your mum for 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was nice because I got to do some cooking. I made a lasagna. I made a bolognese.
And the lasagna was good. You brought some over, didn't you? They're very good.
Yeah, that was very good.
Chef Kean over there, yeah.
Yeah, look. but I got to play a bit of FIFA and stuff on the PS4,
yeah,
which was good. Because I got a little goal about this big, now I've got a goal about this big, pretty big.
Right. What's that goal for, that one that's that size?
Anybody that's
listening to this as a podcast, by the way, you'll have to go and watch this video so people know what Kean's doing with his hands. But he just basically did the size of a goal, which was about the size of an A4 sheet of paper. How do you...
bigger than that.
Was it? On the screen, it was less than that, actually.
Well, I don't know what
you're only that big. Look, you're only that big.
Well, you're about... Yeah, this could go on for a while. Maybe it's a bit around the size of an A3 sheet of paper.
Okay.
Or maybe a bit smaller. It's not big. And that's just a plastic tubes you put together.
Yeah.
But the one I've got outside is all metal and it's got about 5 ones, like 5 things just to go down.
Right.
I mean, you might as well just make it one big. Why didn't they just already make it?
Well, I have no idea at all. But anyway, moving on from the goals.
Yes.
So you've done some cooking.
I've done that.
You're doing the homework.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't sound like you've had a time, really, to be honest. And you're asymptomatic because you're a kid. So, you know, you're okay, aren't you, really? And I'm lucky because I'm asymptomatic as well. So we're like...
Because you virtually are a kid.
Yes, good point.
That's not rude.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah. But back to being about not being able to go in out.
Yeah.
Well, we got.
Thanks for bringing us back there.
You're welcome. Many Welks.
Many Welks.
Well, we got a park across the road, which we go to for about an hour, practicing our kick-ups and playing a bit of football. But you can't go out for too long. So I've just been back here watching TV or sleeping in the morning.
Yeah, doing a lot of sleeping. late night, sleeping in the morning. But generally, it could be worse, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you miss school, though?
That good, but
do you miss school, generally?
I miss my teachers.
Do you miss, like, life being what was the old normal? So going to getting up in the morning, going to school. Do you miss that, do you?
Yeah.
The routine.
If someone said before coronavirus that this all would happen, I'd be like jumping around, like, hey. But that was actually happening, and I'm like, it's not actually that good.
Yeah.
I don't actually like coronavirus. Well, no one likes it, but
no,
not the best.
Well, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure having a little chat with you on Zoom as a podcast. And we're going to do another podcast at some stage soon. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll find some subject matters. We'll have a chat about. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to post this up on social media. We're going to put this up on the the app. So you very well could be. You could be the answer to Essex Business Radio blowing up and becoming famous.
Yes. One little kid.
You could be the next I don't know whether
the
there's
next
any
generation.
The next generation of podcasters. You could be like a mini podcaster.
Yeah.
Do you know are there any podcasting kids?
Well, in a few years, me.
I like it. All right. Well, listen. Give your mum and Damien a big love from me here, and keep well, keep safe. And I'm going to see you very soon, which I'll chat to you about off air. Have you enjoyed coming on?
Yeah, I have. It's been fun.
Good. Great. All right. Well, I love you loads, and I'm going to sign off for now. And as I do with everybody, I sign off from. You've never seen me do this before, have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So I would say, where can everybody get you? Because but then you would give people your social media handles, things like that. But you're not going to do that because we're going to keep you safe and away from all of the weirdos that are out there.
Yes, many, many weirdos.
And there's lots of weirdos.
I know lots of you probably aren't weirdos.
No, that's right.
But most of you probably are weirdos.
Our viewers and listeners aren't weirdos. No, they're all cool.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go. So I'm going to sign off for now. Thank you very much for joining
little bit.
Marley Brown.
Yeah.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
And I shall catch up with you very soon.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to sign off for now. So I'm going to say ciao for now, brown cow.
Brown cow.
You got it.
Yeah.
Listening to Essex Business Radio with your host, Elliot Brown.